And he got struck down, you know, and Christ said to him, he called him Saul, you know, he said, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? And it was the church he was persecuting, you know. And in fact, that's what it was. And as a rule, when we're persecuting the church, we should be very careful when we're going to knock it or persecute it. Now, a church, I stand on this, you know, when Christ raptures, comes back and raptures his church, he speaks like that, you know, with his church, and that is saved people. It ain't going to be all Baptist, it ain't going to be all Methodist, it's going to be people that has been saved by the blood of Christ. And it ain't all going to come out of one denomination. I'll tell you, most of us, the essential part of salvation, we're not part on that. I think we all recognize that we're saved through faith, you know, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Savior, and He died for our sins. And I believe we all agree on that. We have different way in our church, you know, doctrine, maybe vary some in that, but...
Gotta pray to God, pray to
him. Yeah, yeah.
Praise God.
And you know, the baptism is, comes like more in obedience to our Lord and our Savior rather than salvation, you see. We're supposed to be saved when we're baptized, not after we're baptized. That's true. Christ was baptized, you know, and it's symbolic of the burial and resurrection of our Savior, you know, things like that. And I believe in it, you know, but I believe these people say they ain't never been baptized too. That's what I say, though, it's not essential to salvation. We've got a lot of different beliefs, you know, we have in this country here. We got a lot of different people, and I never knocked their religion.
Have you got any other churches here? You got a church,
We got four Baptist churches here in a 2 mile radius, man.
Church of God.
we don't have a Church of God right here. We have the Assembly of God here at Dumb Springs, and then we have a Church of Christ over that way. Pentecost, got a good many Pentecosts in this part of the country, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got another that I just can't see, but I don't bother them. Jehovah's Witness. You know anything about them?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't go along with that.
That sickness and everything.
Yeah, none hell. You know, I can't go along with that.
None hell, what's that?
No hell. They don't believe there's any hell. You know, like when if you die a sinner, you know, why, you go to eternal punishment. They don't teach that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, they don't. Hmm. No, they don't teach.
Well, I suspect it's because everybody they teach,
they don't have to.
They believe they're going to be saved.
They've got different, I think they got different places for them, but none of them goes to eternal hell punishment.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's their doctrine.
Yeah.
But,
did you ever have any dogs around here that you ever kept?
Oh, yeah, I used to keep dogs all the time. Up a few years ago, I quit keeping them.
What kind did you have?
I used to keep them years back. I used to keep me a squirrel dog, three squirrels.
What kind of squirrels you got here?
Gray squirrels. Gray.
Yeah. You got them old big squirrels?
We got some, but they're not plentiful. We generally call them a fox squirrel, you know, or a red squirrel.
Yeah.
We don't have too many of them. We don't have too many any of them no more.